Good morning, Evangelist. And good morning again, once again, saints, for tuning in with us at our executive meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And God, we thank you again for bringing us of your awesome presence, oh God, allowing us to sit with you, oh God, and come with you, oh God, and love on you, God, a little bit more every day, oh God, this day, oh God. We thank the ones that provide this platform. Father God, we thank you today, oh God, like never before, oh God, for the love that you're enduring, that you're giving us, oh God, and the strength, God, and the knowledge and the wisdom, oh God, that you're instilling in us right now, God, throughout the day and throughout this week, oh God, throughout the last few weeks, oh God. You have been giving us the knowledge of know-how, oh God, and different things in our life, oh God, to cast out stuff that's not of you, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for all the things that you're doing in our life right now, God, like never before, oh God. You are removing things that's not of you, oh God. You are making us more like you, oh God. I thank you, God, and I cherish this, oh God, like never before, oh God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus Christ, oh Lord. We thank you, God, for the rich enrichment of the life that you're bringing to us forth right now, oh God. We thank you, God, for all the things that you're doing right now that we can't understand, God, but yet, God, we will one day understand, God. Let us not, God, try to push ourselves into places in God and things that are not yet of our time, God. Let us understand, God, that you have perfect timing, God, and you do things in your timing, God. It's not on our little moral clock, God, that you rest our time on, God, but it's your perfect timing, God, that all things come forth, oh God. Help us, God, to know this, oh God, understand you a lot more, God, that you're not doing anything in our life, God, to hurt us, God, but simply, God, to create a life of perfectness, oh God, of wholeness in our spirit, God, of wholeness of you, oh God. It's only you bringing us the love that you will have us to do. Let us know to understand that throughout all of God, there is correction, God. There is correction, God, and that is love from you, oh God. Let us to seek this, oh God, from you, oh God. We love you, God, for giving us this, oh God. We love you, God. Thank you, God, for being the honest person that you are, God, and bringing the things that you're bringing in our life, oh God. We thank you, God. We love you, God, for the removing the pain, they're removing the chains, they're removing the sorrow, and removing the anguish, and removing the worry, God. We thank you, God, for this, God. You've added joy, God. You've added glory, God. You've added so much joy, peace, Lord. You've added so much joy, God, that you cannot even explain the joy that you've given us in our life, oh God, this day, oh God. We thank you, God, for what you're doing right now, oh God. We thank you, God, like I say, oh God, we praise your name, God, from here to the mountaintops, from the mountaintops to the heavens, oh God. I should praise your name like never before, oh God. May we continue to be strong power towers and pillars in you, oh God, and walk forth and spread the light like never before, oh God, like you should have us to spread it, oh God. May we do a work in you, oh God, a work, God, for you, oh God, so the people know that you are a true living, walking God. Living God, God, you are doing it there, and we're walking into you, oh God. Thank you, God, for this, oh God. I should praise your name like never before, God, Jesus Christ. I love you, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ, oh God. In your name I pray, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus Christ. It's you, oh God, we pray, amen, 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 oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to take a little second to reference God wherever you're at right now. Just take a moment of silent meditation. Just to reference God, because that's one thing that I notice. I have to speak for myself, that sometimes I just get so busy and just have so much going on that I just don't take a couple of seconds or a couple of minutes just to be quiet, just to be in his presence, just to know that he's there to just acknowledge him. Nothing has to be said. Just take time out to acknowledge him. So let's just take a moment of silent meditation just to acknowledge God, just where you're at right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just being obedient to what goes on in my spirit. That's one thing I'm learning to do. And as we continue, and that comes from the teaching that we're receiving at this time. You know, one thing about when you are in a place of receiving and not just receiving, accepting, you have to be in a place of acceptance as well. The littlest things, the things that you might be overlooking, or the things that, you know, that you were not fully aware of, is like, it pops up in your face. And I'm just so thankful and grateful that I'm in a place of receiving and acceptance to be able to identify different things. And as you all know, as Minister Chiquita said in her prayer, God has just been teaching us so much for the last, from the new year, from January up until now, we're at the end of March, that God has just been moving. He has been moving with not little things, powerful things. The Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit is just coming through. And as the song this morning was on, because I'm always referencing what God is doing now as a train. And as I sat and I listened to the music and was just bopping to the beat, I was like, wow, that is the sound of a train. The beat, the beat of the music, whoever made the beat, it sounds like a train to me, just moving, moving, moving. And it just reminded me where we're at today collectively as a family. Yes, I'm talking to you, International Waters, as well. As a family, we are all God's people. And this is why God has, at this present moment, this present time, he has selected for you to be fed, for you to be a part of the movement that he has going on. And I am grateful. I am thankful. And I pray that each and every last one of you have an attitude of gratitude as well. Because as we so eloquently say, if the information that is being downpoured in you now, surf the web, surf the web. You will see it costs thousands of dollars to go to different conferences to get what you're getting now. And it's not about the money. It's not about the riches. You're getting a blessing. It is a blessing from heaven. I know we look for financial blessings. We look for, you know, cars and different things like that. The word of God is the most powerful thing, the most precious thing in life that you can receive. And then once you receive it, you receive it with an open heart, open mouth, open arms, so you can use it for your goodness. It's for your goodness. It's for your change. It's for your benefit. You are reaping the benefit. It's not for anybody else. It's for you. And then what you do, if you choose to tell it, you tell it. If you choose to cherish it and hold on to it, guess what? You got it. You got it. So as we continue on today, it is Friday, but we know that we never can sit and say what God is going to do and what he's not going to do. So one thing about it, we would never put a stop because it's Friday on the word of God. Once God says, if God says keep moving, we on the train. We keep moving. Remember, we are not the driver of the train. We are passengers. We are not the conductor. Holy Spirit is the conductor. We just are passengers, knowing that we will get to our destination without anything withholding us. So as we continue to move on this morning, I just wanted to remind you all before I turn it over to Apostle Temple, because in his teachings of what Holy Spirit is giving him to say, he's speaking about not being hot, not being lukewarm. And that is, if you want to read it, it's Revelation 3, 15. It says, I know all the things you do. This is in red. This is in red. I know all the things that you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were one or the other. The other in my Bible has an exclamation. But since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. You say I am rich. I have everything I want. I don't need a thing. And you don't realize that you are rich and miserable and poor and blind and naked. And this is what this is the message that was going out to Laodicea, the church of Laodicea. And it also ties into the subject that we're talking about, spiritual witchcraft. Because when you are hot or when you are lukewarm, I like to say this. One thing about God that I have learned, that we have to give him everything. Oh, we have to give everything wholeheartedly. He, my father, my daddy, he does not appreciate anything half-hearted. Now, if you notice in Revelation 3:15, it warns us against that. It warns us about being lukewarm. It tells us to be either hot nor cold. Neither hot nor cold is not acceptable to God. Actually, this is me. Actually, I feel that God would prefer us to be cold towards him rather than lukewarm. And that's because he desires us to be red hot. And if we get stirred up, if we come to a place where we're cold because we may be still in darkness. We are cold because we're not understanding the word. We're cold because we're not being taught the word. It's not that we don't want to know the word, rather than being lukewarm where you're in a place of deception. You're in a place that when you're going into the church and whatnot, you praising the Lord, you dancing, you singing. Yeah, I'm being transparent this morning because, see, what I realize is the things that I have been doing previously based on the teachings that I'm going through, that I was in a lukewarm state. But see, because I'm in a place of receiving and accepting, my awareness, the self-awareness came to in a position to let me know, listen, you're neither. You're lukewarm. You're lukewarm. But I prefer to slant over to the coldness side so I can receive the truth. See, I could have said, okay, Father, I'm hot. No, I'm not lukewarm. I'm hot. But then again, I'm deceiving myself because I wasn't in a place where I was receiving the truth. I was in a place where I was listening to tradition. I was in a place that I was receiving tradition. I was in a place where I was accepting tradition without studying my word, without reading my word, without meditating on the word, and just running with it, being lukewarm in a place of deception, in a place where I was being deceived because I did not myself go before the Lord and ask him, Father, please give me the edification of this. Father, please give me the clarity of this. Father, put me in a place where I am able to understand. And I'm saying all of this to you all this morning. I'm just being transparent. A lot of us are like that. And that's when you got to come to that self-awareness. That's when you have to look in the mirror and truly ask yourself, where are you? But you got to be real about it. It may sting you. It may sit and tell you, well, no, you just flat. You're lukewarm. You are lukewarm. You are one of those lukewarm people. But this is the goodness. If you can look in the mirror and you can identify yourself as being a lukewarm person, you're on the right platform. You are on the right platform because God now is giving you an opportunity to learn the truth, and not just learn the truth, apply the truth into your life. So you have to get into that place where you, the self-identity, can come in and establish. You don't want to be lukewarm. You don't want to be in a place where today you here, tomorrow you there. You want to be steady. Steady, steady, the word steady, hallelujah. You want to be steady. You want to be steadfast, immovable, where in God's will, in God's will. So please, when you get a chance, go to Revelation 3:15 and identify, take a self-examination to see where you're at. And then confess it. Confess it to the Lord. This is where I'm God needs your help. So I'm turning, I'm getting ready to turn it over into over to Apostle Temple, because like I said, we never know how God is going to use this vessel, his vessel, not this vessel, his vessel, to take us out of that state wherever you're at. Good morning, Apostle Temple.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. God bless you. God bless all of you. Amen. God bless all our peoples of God. I'm not going to be on loan. I'm trying to, I need to pull back a little bit. Been ministering half of the night last night to another ministry that it just suddenly happened. Amen. Some things it just suddenly happened because people just in a place to where they really need a word, and God will position you know, at times individuals to be able to give the word and not even expecting that that's what's going to go down. Amen. It just been a journey, you know. I just want to just end my week on the broadcast that we'll be teaching, just the scripture that Evangelist was given about hot and cold came lukewarm. Understand this, you know, saints of God. This is where I really try to structure the prophetic, you know, for the prophetic or prophets and different people that hear from God and really want to, they can really get a structure other than all this other nonsense that be going on. You know, first of all, the Bible declares that God says none of this, you know, either hot or cold, you know, this lukewarm stuff. He says, he told the church, he said, listen, I will spew you out of my mouth. Other words, listen, you're not even going to come enter. You're not going to even come in. First of all, we need to know where you at. You know, where you at. You got to give me something to work with. Some of us, and this is basically to the church, understand this. I want y'all to really look at this scripture, because sometimes we don't really, you know, look at a scripture and have an eye-opening moment. This is to the church. This ain't to the world. This ain't to non-believers. This ain't to the people that, you know, ain't accept him. These ain't to the ones in the club. This ain't to the ones that doing their thing, to ones we always go and preach to, point our finger to. God's going to get you. You better get it right. You got to go. No, this is to the church. The scripture she's reading that she's going to read is to the church, telling the church, the believers, amen, this stuff. And he said, listen, I will screw you out of my mouth. So the first thing that I always tell people before you even talk about you can get a house and a car and golf and turn this thing around or whatever, you got to get in the proper place with the Lord. You know, the Bible declares, he said, I'm going to screw you out of my mouth. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, how we come to this place to where everybody is in a boat that if you do this, God's going to do this. Absolutely not. It's proper protocol with the Lord. The Lord doesn't play this nonsense. Amen. He doesn't play these games. You know, we have to live truth. You have to live right. You know, you have to live upright before the Lord. He don't play these games, and you're thinking that you're doing something. And like I tell everyone, you know, it's a second heaven, and that's the demonic realm, and they intercept. Because at the end of the day, they try to structure their movement as if it's the kingdom of God. And Satan trying to play the Lord. He's trying to play the one that's sitting on the throne. And so many us get, so many church individuals get trapped into this. And this is where judgment, this is where God pulling the cover off individuals and all that. Because he said, listen, I screw you out of my mouth. No longer are you covered. You know, you no longer you protect it. Amen. You want to keep playing this stuff, you know, no longer. So in other words, grace is over. Amen. You can't come in my presence one minute, then the next minute you want to play these games. Then you want to come back in my presence. Then you want to play these games. Then you want to come back in my presence. Then you want to play this game. Then you want to speak in tongues. Then you want to play these games. Then you want to go and cry and say, God, I need you to move. Then you want to play these games. Then you want to go before people and look like you got it going on and you're so spiritually deep and God uses mighty, 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 mighty to get folks to falsely believe in the movement or your relationship with God. Then you want to come back and go and play the games up under the sun, up under the covers. No, he said, I rescue you. You need to repent and rededicate your life. Because why? God said, no, you're not even going to have no access within here. I am going to reject you. So imagine how many people in today in the world, all of you all over the world, imagine how many people is sitting up under this. Because God says, stay there and stay here and to just hold it together. That's some nonsense. I don't want to be in a place or be connected to anything that God is rejecting. Yes, people can get it right. Yes, grace can get it right. But it's all up to that individual. So you're gonna hold your life, your whole walk, amen, and wait on somebody to make a decision, a genuine decision to get it right. Something wrong with this. You don't even know the time frame. Is they going to keep playing or not? Because what somebody looked genuine before you, I don't see so many genuine confessions. But that doesn't mean it's really pure because you're not seeing another layer. What's pure about it, the life that they live afterwards is they going back to play with it. We got to call a spade what it is. And this is the thing that, you know, the body of Christ, we are not calling for what it is. And we'll try to overlook and put the best fragrance on it, you know. Yeah, you know what? God, you know, ain't no sense me to judge nobody. Ain't no sense. I'm judging you. Because why? The Bible said the righteous judges the right. How are you going to be your brother keeper and you don't see your brother doing wrong? You cannot tell your brother they're doing wrong. And what's happening, we will talk about the Bible or talk about certain points behind closed doors. But when it's time to implement this, these things, we fold our hands. I don't know when my time is. What you mean I don't know when my time is? But listen, sin in mess is a choice. So you basically saying one day you already got in your mind that you're going to make a decision or you making decisions to go and engage into some nonsense. That's a choice. Amen. I don't have no time. When my time is, no, my time is keep staying focused on the Lord. Keep walking with him. I didn't have to make that decision. Well, life could throw a punch at you. Well, life don't throw as many a punch. If I'm going to hold on to the word of God and hold on to scripture and look towards the hill which come my help, no, that's a lifestyle. And that's the big issue right here. We don't live lifestyles. We live moments. The body of Christ, we have to start living a lifestyle. This has to become your lifestyle, not your moment. When you need something or you're in a little trouble or you're just going through a little phase and you just got this little goodness going on with yourself and you're just having a moment. It's a difference from a moment than a lifestyle. That moment, that's what the Bible talks about, your lukewarm. It's not a lifestyle. Hot or cold, it's a lifestyle. This is something that I know who you are. You ain't going to change. This is who you are. Amen? Y'all good. You know, we take the look, character Madea, you know, Tyler Perry, you know, playing as Madea. Madea is, people's like, I don't hear preachers say, Madea need to repent, she need to get saved, Tyler need to change this. But guess what? She's very clear. That character is very clear where she stands biblically and with the Lord. Very clear. That character is very clear. But some of our church folks, come on somebody, we ain't clear. We just put up a front. So it's a lifestyle. That's a lifestyle determination. But one thing that I like about it, this is what I like about it. Either if you hot or cold, God said I can still work with you. It's when you playing these games. When you coming in my throat with lying and all this kind of stuff here, faking a phone, trying to hide, trying to be undercover, be something that you're not. When you're playing these games, I can't deal with that. I'm going to have to screw you out. And this is what I tell people. You've got to stop playing these games with the Lord. He's no game player. Only person going to get the bad end of the stick is you. You can tell me that you doing it so good and walking so well with the Lord, and you got this wellness and got this goodness thing going on. God talked to me. I don't see so many folks, but God talked to me and talked to me, and you constantly in the mess. But God talked to you. First of all, like the Bible declares, he said, I'll screw you. First of all, you got to get it right. And many people thinking that they talking to the Lord, but no, you're not. No, you're not. Some folks have a self-interconscious that they just be talking to within themselves. And some folks talk to the other spirit realm and think they're talking to the Lord. Saints of God, we have to come to the, you have to come to the place. I don't even want to put we in it because I don't came to my place. Amen. You have to come to a place to where, are you going to live this thing or are you going to keep playing with it? Which one are you? One of them, God's talking to the church. He said, I will screw you out. Ben said nothing about the world. What he was making to was the church. Amen? So we got to understand something that, no, you think you, no. It's things that goes on in our life that we have to go in and lay before the Lord and let the Lord deal with us. Amen? Wash yourself. Clean yourself. You don't want to be in these positions to where you don't got screwed out of God's mouth, but yet you still declaring and decreeing. God don't screw you out and don't reject it, but yet you making demands. God don't screw you out, and now you trying to pray for somebody else because you thinking you in a place. What are you passing on? Because you playing games. Pastors, bishops, apostles, prophets, leaders, ministers, what are you doing? What are you imparting? What are you passing on? Who you got believing that you sold self or you this righteous individual, but you're playing games? And God said, I'm screwing you out. So now you got to manipulate the minds of the people, rewire them just to keep your livelihood going. And now the effect is falling on them. They trying to figure it out, and you coming back with so much more thing cliche to just get their minds focused off of this. If this pandemic have not showed you all anything, I'm sorry. Ain't no one going to tell me that, well, you know, we ain't in the church. You know, we can't move it like how we used to move it and feel it. The anointing is an anointing. God appointing is God appointing. I don't got nothing to do with we gathering in the building for you to feel it. Come on, somebody. It don't have anything to do with it. Spirit of God moves. It doesn't matter. Moves through the airways. Doesn't matter. Moves. Because why? Chosen vessel. Maybe because nobody don't have a band to back them up or hide behind. Don't have other individuals to pump it up and prime it up and we can hide behind it. Because once a movement started, you can jump behind that movement and fly and hide it like you riding out. But when all that is taken away, then a raw anointing and that person who God chose got to come forth. Where is the church? Where is the healing? Where is the deliverance movement? Where is these distribution banks when things done switch? Maybe God is trying to eye-open people's lives before he say, oh, you can have it now. You want it your way? I showed you. I revealed it to you. I've showed you everything. Now you made your own self-decision. So after that, you deal with whatever comes behind that. God will open up the windows and show you and give you a glimpse so you can make sure you can make some decisions to get things right. I just pray that you know, we really take a examination of this walk we have. A lot of things that were shared this week is really to take you, have you to take a step back and take a self-examination and really look at what we've been saying and what we've been doing. Because sometimes we be in operation with different things and we thinking we are in it the right, the one way, because this is the way we've been taught. But when the Bible begins to abstract before you, you begin to look at things, and some things are just using spiritual common sense. And when we begin to do that, we can really see and understand what's going on in our lives and what we've been triggering and what we've been holding up the process to. At the end of the day, it's your choice. One thing that God does, he lay everything, he lay the cards out on the table. He laid all out on the table. It's your choice once you see the cards laid out. Determination. Which way? How? You want to go and you want to move? How you going to? It's your decision now. I always tell anybody, put your mind to the side and let your footsteps be ordered by the Lord. Regardless, it go against your first decision or whatever. But understand this, God's way is the best way. Don't let people think, and don't let these old false and ignorant prophets and folks become a minister in your life, and your first thing, you ain't even got yourself in order. But God finna turn around some stuff. First of all, he finna turn you around first. He ain't caring about your house. He ain't caring about your car when your soul is not right with him. Your soul and salvation means more to God than these things of possession and your bills getting paid here on earth. God ain't worrying about none of that. He'll let you sit somewhere. He'll put you in a shelter for a season. Because why? He wants your soul and salvation. He's not thinking about that. You want to be in that place with the Lord, because Scripture declares, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Everything else is going to be added. The first thing is the kingdom of heaven. I know many of you might get upset because when God used somebody, somebody say, hey, you need to make a turn. Don't get upset. Reevaluate. Reevaluate, because it's going to work for your good. When you in the will of God, regardless of all the other teaching, they can teach you whatever they want to say. And I tell them they're wrong if they're not putting your soul in salvation, in your relationship, connected to God first, before anything else could come on in. Because God doesn't work like that. No, sir. He's more concerned about your soul. Being saved, walking with him. The Bible already declared, he'll screw you out of your mouth. You want to come play any games. How many souls walking around here today, 2021, thinking that they're in a place with God? And God said, I already screw you out of my mouth, because you want to lift up holy hands, but they bleeding and they dirty, because you so messy, you so conniving, and you got so much betrayal in you, and they dirty. Clean your hands, saints. Get in place with God. Back to you, evangelist. Come out.
Praise the Lord. As I always say, God always has something for us. It's nothing more. I just want to leave you with one little thing, something that I had to understand is that God is moving. That's why I keep talking about this train, and we can either get on board and move with God or remain rebellious, obstinate, and guess what? We're going to get left behind. Hear the words that the Holy Spirit is speaking for a time such as this. Don't let them fall on deaf ears. Don't let it go over your head. It's plain and clear. As far as I'm concerned, I am nothing, and my life is nothing without Jesus being the center of it. And that's where my focus is. That's where I'm striving to stay in that center mass. And this is what you all need to do as we come to the ending of this segment today. Just go look back over your notes, examine yourself, and then sit and make a conscious decision about where you want to be. You don't want to be in a place of left behind. You don't. I'm telling you. It's not easy. It's not easy self-identifying self. It's not. And it's very hurtful sometimes when you sit and see the ugliness and you see the all of the different things, the dirt, the filth, the stuff that come out of your mouth. But it feels so good to get that excessive baggage out. It feels good knowing that a change, that you're making a better change. And I can testify to that. I can give you many testimonies. But what I will sit and tell you is don't get left behind. Get on this train while it's moving and invite other people to get on it too, because you don't want to get left behind. And I don't care what you say, how you say it. If you're true to self, you realize that the topics that the Holy Spirit is bringing forth is to help you. And it may sometimes hurt you. Sometimes you need that pinch. Sometimes you need that sting. Because reality is real. But the best part of it is that God loves us. And this is why. This is the time. This is the season. This is the reason that he is bringing you into true knowledge. So as we leave you all today, we say God bless you. We thank you for joining us at our executive meeting. And I'm just saying to somebody, because it's pulling, it's tugging on me, just pray. Just pray and stop fighting. Stop fighting. The mind is a battlefield. Stop fighting. Release it and let it go. Because if you're being tugged on, if you're being stinged, if you're being lightly punched, that means that you are in a place where change needs to take place. Stop surrendering. Stop being lukewarm. Make a decision. Make a decision on today. So we love you, but guess what? God loves you most. Enjoy your weekend. Have a fantastic Friday. We just thanking God for his new mercy, his grace. We thank you, Apostle, for being the vessel that you are. We pray that everything that God has pulled out of you this week or last night, we pray that he replaces it and replenish you and get you ready for whatever he has next, because it is an awesome feeling to be under someone that does not sit and say no to God. That does not say no to God. So I'm just grateful and thankful for that. And I'm more than sure that everybody under the sound of your voice, under the sound of your leadership, apostles, bishops, pastors, everybody is just grateful and thankful for what God has imparted in you, and that you selflessly continue to teach the true word of God. So we leave everybody with peace, love, and happiness. Have a beautiful weekend. We're back on Sunday morning, 10:45 a.m. I say 10:45 because sometimes I try to get on 10:46. The line's busy, so I'm just steady hitting, trying to get back on. So be there to receive what God has for you. God bless you. Have a great, wonderful weekend.